with Call Me. Oh, I got it now. KGORadio.com, LenTillum.com. You send me an email. I work with four other lawyers here in Sonoma. We answer lots of them. You got that? I don't promise all of you an answer. Those of you who don't, we're not going to answer if it's too complicated or too long. We got to work hard to do it. We're not going to do it. We'll send you a polite letter. And I save the weird ones for Ron. We'll answer the weird ones, but the really great weird ones, I save them when I do Ron's show. So KGORadio.com or LenTillum.com. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Hollywood obituary. This time it's Oscar-winning actor Carl Malden, known for his big nose and as the star of the old TV show Streets of San Francisco. He won his Academy Award, though, starring alongside Marlon Brando in Ilya Kazan's famous film.
Come back to your church, Father!
Boys, this is my church! And if you don't think Christ is down here on the waterfront, you've got another guest coming.
Carl Malden also starred with Brando in Streetcar Named Desire. He was 97 years old. Plans for a memorial service at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California have been scrapped, but there's still a flurry of activity there. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Sherry, hundreds of Jackson's fans are here outside the gates of Neverland Ranch. They were trying to get a good spot for the arrival of the body, but now ABC News has confirmed with the Jackson family they will not be bringing the body here for public viewing tomorrow. When and where a funeral will be held is still up in the air. Sherry?
Jackson's will was released in court today. Leaves custody of his three children to his mother, but if she is unable to care for them, they are to go to singer Diana Ross. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger summing it up in six words.
We are running out of cash.
The governor has called the legislature back to deal with the state's $24 billion budget deficit and threatens,
I'm not going to sign any legislation that is unrelated to the budget or that is not urgent or absolutely necessary until the budget is done.
IOUs go out to state vendors soon. President Obama holding another town hall meeting on health care reform.
He remains committed to two specifics. President Obama wants a government insurance option for patients who cannot afford private health coverage. And he believes he can pay for all the changes by eliminating the tax deductions that wealthy Americans take off their income taxes.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House checking the markets this hour. The Dow is up 55 points, the NASDAQ up 10. You're listening to ABC News.
Honey, what do you think of these paint colors for the kids' room? Oso Red, Origami White, and Pacific Pleasure Blue.
Very patriotic.
But what about Scarlet Sun Red, Dress Rehearsal White, and Pool Party Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Or Fabulous Red, Ice White, and Lucy Blue?
I think we have a winner.
Come into Lowe's for paint this 4th of July weekend and get $5 off 1-gallon cans and $20 off 5-gallon buckets of qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid 7-2 to 7-6. Valid in U.S. only.
Sam's Club is making July 4th the best time to hit the sack. Get some shut-eye and sleep like a baby with the year's biggest savings from Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses. Prices have dropped by up to $50, with queen mattresses starting at under $300 and twins at under $100. No wonder Sam's Club is America's number one mattress retailer. Don't miss your chance to save and catch some Z's this July 4th with the Serta mattress from Sam's Club. Visit your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com.
We Americans are packing on the pounds at an alarming rate. ABC's Vic Ratner says a new report shows obesity rates jumped in 23 states from a year ago.
The new survey shows many health problems start with overweight kids.
Today, nearly one-third of our children are obese or overweight. And in 31 states, more than one in every four adults are now obese.
Dr. James Marks of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says the survey shows Mississippi has the highest rate of obese kids, followed by Arkansas and Georgia. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Slowly but surely, some of Bernard Madoff's investors are getting some of their money back.
There have been a lot of superlatives attached to the Madoff fraud. Now you can add largest amount of investor insurance money ever paid to victims. SIPC says it has paid $231 million to cover more than 500 claims submitted by investors. That's a fraction of what the victims think they've lost, but the SIPC only covers up to $500,000 per customer. Its president has said it could take 10 years before all the claims are resolved.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Al Franken supporters held a victory rally for him today in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yesterday, the state Supreme Court declared him the winner of the long-running Senate race. And the executive director of the Democratic Party in Maine is accusing a Republican of stealing the stylized O from President Obama's website. Republican Les Otten is thinking of running for governor. He says his O was built from scratch. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense. But when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Governor Schwarzenegger says a lack of action has deepened the budget hole to more than $26 billion in the state. He's declared a fiscal emergency and ordered a third furlough day for state workers each month.
The sad story is that the legislature refused to deal with the entire $24 billion budget deficit.
The shortfall is expected to grow to $31 billion with no repairs in sight. And leaders are trying to avert a threat from the federal government to seize six state parks on a proposed closure list to help balance the state budget. The National Park Service warned that six of the parks are on former federal land, including Angel Island and Mount Diablo. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Danville, southbound 680 at El Pintado, it's construction work in the right lane, and that has you backed up to Stone Valley Road in Alamo. Santa Cruz Mountains, South 17 at Big Moody Curve, stall cleared but still slow. Shop Lowe's July 4th weekend and receive 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more made with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Some restrictions apply, valid July 2nd through July 6th. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunshine this afternoon, highs in the 60s and 70s around the bay, 85 to 90 inland. Mostly sunny tomorrow after morning fog burn. Off. Not much of a change in temperatures, too. It's 67 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Well, one of the most controversial environmental issues of the past decade that I can think of, we think we've solved. The curious case of the missing frog legs. Around the world have been places where frogs are born with missing or misshaped limbs. Striking deformity. The argument was, is this UVB radiation? Is this chemical pollution, thinning of the ozone layer? Went on and on. It was pretty well agreed this was a symptom of our degraded environment. And you see the pictures of these deformed frogs in a lot of environmental publications. Well, a little research here, and it turned out it's caused by the predatory habits of a dragonfly nymph, which eats the legs of tadpoles. And that's the cause. Nothing to do with the environment. I can't comment any further. Latest, quote, diet fad having to do with gluten. I don't have to tell you what I think about it in terms of its veracity. And there is a lawsuit that I can't really address, but evidently Elizabeth Hasselbeck has written this book, a best-selling book, The G-Free Diet, Gluten-Free Survival Guide. And I first saw that and I said to myself, by the way, New York Times bestseller, that's only a measure of how desperate we are for some magic bullet. I thought to myself, gee, there must be a lot of people out there with celiac disease, or as it used to be called, non-tropical sprue, which indeed is a disease that a few people have, a teeny percentage of people, where they do have an intestinal allergy to gluten that causes severe gastrointestinal symptoms. These people avoid gluten, which is a fraction of wheat, and they avoid wheat, and they're fine. Anyway, so they extended this to a popular book on dieting. Well, evidently a woman here says, no, I wrote that book, and that Elizabeth Hasselbeck copied the thing, lifted segments of it, word for word, dozens of paraphrases, as well as word for word regurgitations of phrases and scrupulously researched factual data entries from my book. And the publisher is not discussing her ghostwriter. Hasselbeck's ghostwriter, his identity is being kept secret. And the woman's seeking compensation. I can't tell you anything more. I can tell you a little more about this one. Here's a fella. I mean, it's so funny, the medical. Here's a fella that had to be rushed to the emergency room attempting to circumcise himself with nail clippers. Unnamed man. He had the wound cleansed, disinfected, kept in the hospital for observation. Yeah, to keep an eye on this guy. But the doctor's advice is priceless. Can you imagine? This is a transcript. This is something we would advise men never attempt. You think so? The results can be quite horrific and long-lasting and have an effect on a man's sexual performance. Are they saying circumcision affects a man's sexual performance? Everybody's asking me about Diprovan. It's the latest possibility in terms of Michael Jackson's death. You know, we're all speculating. We'll have answers soon. And evidently, an AP reporter here interviewed this nutritionist, registered nurse, who said Michael begged and begged and begged her. This is an unusual drug. I've not come across abuse of it. It has been abused by doctors simply because, hey, we get the best stuff. Right? That's why, you know, we don't have to go on the street and buy this junk. We get to write a prescription for it. Friends, this is what you use during a colonoscopy. And it is, it's a very, very powerful, those of you who've had a colonoscopy, very, very powerful sedative analgesic, euphoria. I don't know. Some doctors have been known to abuse it, but I have to tell you, the therapeutic window is so narrow. It would to me seem to be a potential for an accidental overdose, because just a little bit too much, bam, you're dead. That's what I mean by a narrow therapeutic window. In other words, here's a dosage that is therapeutic. Above that, could kill you quickly. Where some drugs, you know, you got to give 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times the therapeutic dose to kill somebody. And it is a very powerful sedative, I guess you can call it. And he was evidently very distraught over insomnia. This is not an appropriate treatment, of course, of insomnia. And the rest about how he begged her for this is just part and parcel of that report. Why do you buy bottled water? Well, it's not about health. It turns out this survey that motivations of people for buying bottled water, that health reasons were not the top. Instead, convenience, I guess convenience, because when you go, oh my God, I got a glass of water, it's not going to be easy to find a store to go buy water or a drinking fountain, which used to be more common in the world than they are today. And cost, I don't know, cost, you're spending, you know, like more than a gallon of gasoline for something that comes out almost free from your tap. And taste. Now, taste, I can meet you halfway on. But you don't need 8 glasses of water a day. What you're contributing to landfill problems, disposal problems, etc., not to mention the environmental hazards of shipping via diesel fuel water from Italy to the port in the United States, and then trucked overland by diesel trucks to your local convenience store. And yet, all those in the audience who consider themselves to be environmentalists, raise your hand. You'd raise your hand. So I'm kind of an anti-bottled water person. Yes, I do have my favorite, and it comes from Italy, and I'm a hypocrite. I just don't carry it around with me. Funny, the food and beverage industries seem to be coming around to support some efforts in Washington to limit the sale of junk food and sodas in school vending machines. Why would they do that? This is an article, says, Wall Street Journal says, there are a few reasons for the shift. I'll tell you the real reason that the author of this article missed, I think. First of all, many companies now have divisions that could profit from a shift to healthier foods. Coke, for example. Well, maybe these kids will switch to Dasani water. Right. It's another Coca-Cola product. Right. Can you just see kids lining up the vending machine to get some, hey, let's get some Dasani water. Nonsense. So I'm not buying that one. A lot of states have rules on what foods can be sold at schools beyond the lunch line, and the industry would rather follow and try to influence a single national standard as opposed to a patchwork of state rules. That's not carrying a lot of weight with me. The industry is bragging, we're stepping up to do our part. And they go on to break it down into details and stories about, for instance, in Kentucky, schools switching to healthier snacks and vending machines without seeing a decline in revenue. But the real reason is they know it's not going to matter. Their sales are not going to matter. We've done a few studies to find that if you take the food away from the kids in the vending machines and in school, they increase their consumption of these foods after school. So at the end of the day, the kids drink just as much soda and consume just as many calories, no matter what you do in school. But it's so typical of the kind of rules that get laid on our backs by politicians who don't think these things through. All right, let's see here. Oh, this is a fun one. This is a serious study from Indiana University on vibrator use in the United States of America, nationally representative sample. And at first, when I started reading these numbers, I go, what? And it's in the details. Well, vibrator use reported by 53% of women and 45% of men aged 18 to 60. Not only is vibrator use common, but the two studies show that vibrator use is associated with a more positive sexual function, being more proactive and caring for one's sexual health, blah, blah, blah. All these positive things about it. I'm still going with the numbers here. 53% of women, 45% of men. So here's how the question is. Like, guys, am I missing something here? More than half of the women, 53%, had used a vibrator, with nearly one in four having done so in the past month, you see? And vibrator users are more likely to have gynecological exams, self-exam, more positively associated with several aspects of sexual function, desire, arousal, lubrication, orgasm, pain, oral function, recent users scoring themselves higher. Most women have never experienced any side effects. 71%, you wonder what the rest of them have said. All right, now, men, though, here's the deal. The prevalence of men who had incorporated a vibrator into sexual activities during their lives was 44%. So when someone does something once, it kind of counts. So this is why you got to read the details in these surveys. With no difference in the rate between men who identify themselves heterosexual, gay, or bisexual. So it's not really men using them themselves. It's using it during foreplay with a partner. 90-something percent had used it with women. Blah, blah, blah. All right, I got a bunch of breast cancer stories here I want to run over for you. Some interesting things. There's decline in U.S. breast cancer rates. It's not uniform. It varies for where women live. Breast cancer cases overall have fallen by 13%, but much greater among urban women versus rural women versus high poverty areas. So there is still a funny deal. And where you live determines your rates for breast cancer. Diet, you want to protect yourself from developing breast cancer before menopause? You can do it by eating your carrots. Now, the article starts about carotenoids. Now, you know, oh, I take my vitamins, I got beta carotene. This is music to my ears because I've been telling you for years, forget the beta carotene. There's all kinds of other carotenes. Vitamin pills don't give that to you. That's why they have failed. And in many cases, the beta carotene in vitamin pills increases cancer, specifically in smokers, right? But it turns out the more servings of carotenoid-rich vegetables you eat, the lower your risk. And when you get down to the details here, this is a study of 7,000 women almost. High levels of carotenoids, vitamin A, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene. Go look in your vitamin pills. There's no alpha-carotene. Lutein, zeaxanthin, reduce breast cancer risk. And the carotenoids, a group of them, seem to interfere with estrogen signaling, and that may be how it happens. So it's the veggies, not the pills. And now we're finding metabolic syndrome is linked to breast cancer. Metabolic syndrome, you know, is a mix of high glucose, high cholesterol, a big belly, high blood pressure. This one, though, is fascinating. Wet earwax in combination with bad-smelling sweat, all right, are associated with a very important mutation in the ABCC11 breast cancer gene. Now, humans have either, this is an interesting deal genetically, either wet earwax or dry earwax. You know that, right? It's a very simple genetic single gene that covers this. And earwax type may play a role in body odor. Dry earwax is common in people of East Asian extraction, but is very uncommon in Europeans or Africans, who are much more likely to have sticky wet type of earwax. Interesting, Native Americans have an intermediate frequency, right? Now, the thing I learned here was if you called me about foul body odor, we've been all been taught that this is due to bacteria working on stuff that's excreted by glands on your skin. It's not innate. Your body odor is innate, but foul body odor is due to the bacterial breakdown. They say here, foul-smelling sweat, which is recognized as a disease in Japan, by the way, could be due to this mutation, the ABCC11 gene. And so the link between wet earwax and foul body odor, and the reason you got to know this, if you have both, is the risk of breast cancer increased. I'm glad they did this. I've been telling you this for 30 years. I haven't had as much proof as I do now that having sex every day improves the quality of a man's sperm. And it's recommended if you're trying to conceive. Oh, I want to conceive. I want to conceive. And what men often call and ask about, because they notice how frequent sex decreases volume. And I've admitted that. But there have been many fertility studies to hint that instead of a lot of people save it up if they're trying to get pregnant. And saving it up, I've always thought maybe it's like the pipes get blown out. You know, do it a few times. Clear them pipes out, and then you're going to get a clear shot. And once again, frequent sex does decrease volume, but it increases the potency of what's left. All right? I want to talk to you later about health myths. You know, like the five-second rule? That and 10 other myths about your health. The hits, runs, and errors, and what's true. I'll bet you, by the way, I'm willing to bet right now, most of you believe most of these myths about your health. These are the common things, you know, like the five-second rule. So we'll talk about those. Right now, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. The phone number, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great-tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right, you can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
Hi. Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Win a wine country getaway from KGO Radio and Fremont Bank and keep up with changing mortgage rates. Text the word mortgage to 68255 and you could win a two-night stay at MacArthur Place, Sonoma's Inn and Spa with dinner for two at a nearby restaurant. And Fremont Bank's Rate Watch service can help you keep up with changing mortgage rates and alert you when rates drop. Text mortgage to 68255 or enter and see complete rules at KGORadio.com/mortgage.
Too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
everybody. Let's talk to Eric. How you doing, Eric? Dr. Dina Dell here. How can I help you?
Hey, hey. I was wondering, most Americans don't crouch down into deep knee bends on a day-to-day basis. We sit in chairs and such. And then when I see people from some other cultures, like Asians and different parts of the world, they crouch down a lot and all the time, every day. And I was wondering, is that good for your knee health and your back, but I guess mostly your knee? And is that something that an American, like I'm 45 in pretty good health, is that something, should I do that? Should I not do that? At what age do you stop? Should you stop doing that kind of thing?
Oh, well, listen, I would go beyond the knees in terms of that, because while you might think it's easy to go down and crouch, getting up, you know, for a lot of people, you know, you hear the groans. You know, it's the muscle action that's really good for you. As far as the knees go, sure, it's always good to move your joints around. But after a while, when you're crouching, as you know, your knees can get very sore. There's a certain amount of stress in a different way that's put on your knee joints. I'm not saying it's bad for you, but the fact is that it hurts after a bit, tells you that you can't. There's a technique. Let's put it that way. There's a way of crouching down that can be very comfortable. And you do see this throughout the world, throughout Africa, Southeast Asia. You see people, if they want to sit and talk to each other, like we'll stand around a bus stop, we'll stand, where they'll just crouch down. And it is less demanding on a lot of different muscle groups in the body, because standing, well, listen, we started out as quadrupeds at one point, and the upright posture has been a stress on our backs ever since. So squatting is a very comfortable way, but you got to learn to do it in a way that rests. I can't do this on radio. There's a very efficient way. It's not kind of how you see a catcher in a baseball game. That kind of squat is actually because they have to be prepared to leap up, to jump up, you know, et cetera. So it's a very different kind of a, you know, kind of a deal. So squatting, yeah, I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I'll take this conversation to where probably you didn't think I was going to go with it, but you know me better than that. There is some literature about the healthiest way, healthiest position to be in when it comes to our bathroom habits. And as many of you know who traveled, and I can tell you, just having come back from China, still in many, many places, in Russia, Asia, people use their skulls, we call them in a trade, squatters. It's a bathroom without a seat. And there's a whole little porcelain deal there. And it was originally work of Dr. Burkitt, Burkitt's lymphoma is named for him. He was the guy who put fiber on the map. When you start thinking, everybody knows how fiber is good for regularity, etc. It was not known before his work. And he went to Africa and did the definitive work by, oh my gosh, what a project, measuring the results, and proved that fiber is very important to health in terms of that aspect of health. And he also noticed that people didn't have the high rates of roids and other anorectal difficulties that we have, and thought, and this kind of reminds me of the birthing movements. You know, putting a woman on her back to give birth is really not letting gravity work with you. And in many, many parts of the world, women squat to give birth, and the same for some bathroom functions. But it's still that way around the world. So it is, quote, an important posture in a world where we invented chairs. When you look at chairs, by the way, I actually have a very, very beautiful Ashanti chief stool in Africa, many places. And forgive me, any African anthropologists, if I butcher this, because I haven't researched as well, but you'll find the king. And that status is defined by having little stools, and they carry little stools around with them. These stools are only like, you know, it can be 8 inches, 11 inches high, and that's it. A lot of places in Asia also, where they don't sit high up on a chair like we do, which cuts off circulation in the back of your legs. It just makes it easier to get up and out of the chair. In other words, one of those half-like stools, tall ones you have at your island in your kitchen, right? You can hop on, hop off very easily. Workbenches like a high stool, so you can get on, get off very quickly. But many places, people put them down low to the ground because they're more portable, and then getting up out of them requires a little more energy, which is good for us to utilize a little more energy. That's a positive deal, right? Okay, I want to talk to you about 11 health myths, and I think most of you believe most of these. I think every one of these at one time or another we have covered on this program. But here it is all in one book in a Wall Street Journal article, which makes it easy for me to have some fun with you. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a fiscal emergency and has ordered state offices closed 3 days a month to save cash. Lawmakers have 45 days to submit a balanced plan under the emergency. A consumer advocate group and two moms are accusing California regulators of violating mental health and other laws by allowing insurers to deny certain treatments for children with autism. A Jackson family spokesman says a public memorial for Michael Jackson is in the works, but it will not be held at late pop star's Neverland Ranch. And L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has been sworn in for his second and final term, calling job creation his priority as the city staggers with its worst unemployment rate in 30 years. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Highs in the 60s and 70s by the bay, up to 90 inland. It's 67 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Attention, Dr. Heisen is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1323. That number again is 800-928-1323. 800-928-1323.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Hey, it's Jennifer Jones, and I love hooking up KGO Listener Club members with tickets every weekday morning at 8:10 a.m. And it is easy to win. Go right now, join the club at KGOradio.com. This week, win tickets to the Tutankhamun and the Golden Age of the Pharaohs exhibit at the DeYoung Museum. Next week, sign up to win tickets to the Napa Valley Festival des Soleils, a summer festival featuring fine wine, gourmet cuisine, and world-class musical performances. Sign up now to win at KGOradio.com.
Has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast. Here's the number to call, 1-800-620-2090. 1-800-620-2090. Toll free, that's 1-800-620-2090.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, I'm stealing this from the Wall Street Journal review of a book called Don't Swallow Your Gum, Myths, Half-Truths, and Outright Lies About Your Body and Health. All right, now that I've plugged the book, we can steal away here. All right, here's 11 myths. Cold weather makes you sick. Now, you know that. You know, if they throw naked people in the snow and they don't get sick, it's fact probably that during cold weather you're indoors and communicate these diseases. Green mucus indicates a sinus infection. You know, this, I never believed it. Then there were some studies, oh, the yellow mucus, the green mucus, maybe. And then we've gone back. The color of mucus doesn't matter. You lose most of your body heat through your head. Now, I used to believe that because your head takes up an inordinate amount of blood supply. That's why things heal more quickly on your head. If I cut myself on my face or I cut myself on my ankle, same cut, right? One will take a couple of weeks to heal up, one a week. That's why we remove stitches from your face in a few days, where on your leg we'd leave them in 10 days or 2 weeks. Milk makes you phlegmy. Mucus. A guy named Arnold Errett wrote a book back in the 30s on the mucusless diet system. And as an old hippie doc, you know, we used to believe this, that milk gave you mucus. And they've done a bunch of studies giving people milk and phlegm and giving them upper respiratory infections and weighing the nasal secretions. Now, there's a job. Anybody in the lab want to weigh the nasal secretions on 330 patients? Hell, I'll do it, sir. All right. Milk does not increase mucus. Cracking your knuckles, arthritis, of course not. Birth control pills don't work well with antibiotics. Well, there was a time when we did think this because antibiotics utilize a certain system to be detoxing the liver. And if the liver is busy detoxing the birth control pills, I mean the antibiotics, and it's not going to, you're going to get a, it's going to help the enzymes work more efficiently. You're not going to have as many birth control medication in your bloodstream. Not true. Singles have better sex lives than married people. Turns out married people have way more sex. There's a lot of dry spells if you're single and dating. 43% of married men have sex 3 times a week compared to only 20% of single men. Sugar makes kids hyper. I still can't beat this one out of you. The reason people think that is often kids get real hype around holidays when there's lots of cakes and cookies and things like that. And there is actually one study which found a very tiny subset of kids maybe. But when they've done studies with sugar-free drinks and sugar drinks, kids are not any more hyper. Says here you should poop at least once a day. Can we say poop? Alan, is it okay for poop? We got to hit the button. Nah, we'll say it. That's kind of a half-truth. And, you know, there is a range of what's healthy. That's all I can tell you. And you all know when it's appropriate and adequate. All right. How about double dipping in the chip dip? So in one study here, they took a bite of a cracker and then dipped it into salsa, cheese dip. You know, they did the same test with fresh, unbitten cracker. Then they measured the germs in the dips and on the volunteers' mouths. On average, 3 to 6 double dips transferred 10,000 bacteria from the eater's mouth to the dip. Each cracker picked up between 1 and 2 grams a dip. Salsa picked up the most germs from double dipping. Now, I don't understand people. Like, some people will cut a pea in half to eat it. You know, it's really kind of funny. I just popped the whole thing. So you dip, you eat the whole thing. That's why they make them small, right? They're called little, what are they called? Little dipper chippers. They have little diminutive ending words, right? So you do the whole thing. You don't just put it in your mouth and back in the dip. And then the 5-second rule. It turns out food comes in contact with a tile or wood floor. It picks up germs. On carpet, it doesn't pick up many germs, but it does pick up carpet fuzz. Carpet fuzz. I ate that between my teeth. All righty. Let's talk to Katie in Los Angeles. How you doing, Katie?
Okay, thank you. It's nice to meet you. I'm actually calling about my boyfriend. He had LASIK about 3 years ago and monovision. And the near eye, he got some fuzziness in it. So he went to the ophthalmologist. They said that it was a retinal venous occlusion. And then end of the weekend, we went to the ER because his whole field of vision was totally blurry. And they diagnosed him as having 2 of these retinal venous occlusions. And what I'm finding on the internet is really grim. And I was wondering if there's something new or anything like that.
Oh, yes. Well, he needs to see a retinal specialist or an ophthalmologist immediately. Is he seeing an ophthalmologist or is just the ER handling this?
Yes.
He is seeing an ophthalmologist.
Yes.
Okay, good, because there's a lot of causes. Basically, you got a clot. Is this in both of his eyes or one eye?
Two occlusions.
Two occlusions in one eye or two eyes?
Both in one eye.
Both in one eye. Okay. The problem is you get a clot in a vein in an eye, like getting a clot in a vein in your leg. It can be due to a whole bunch of things, all kinds of inflammatory diseases, high blood pressure, heart disease, and some things that we just don't know. We call them idiopathic, and I like the word. Makes it sound like idiots because it means we don't know the cause. Sometimes I think it's where the veins and the arteries cross over each other and a little pressure on the vein. This needs to be treated by a specialist. Sounds like it is. He ought to be okay as long as it's not due to another disease. And I would assume the ophthalmologist is thinking that. In other words, thinking, let's say, this kind of a thing in a young guy, this is a young fellow, you sound young after all, and assume your boyfriend is young. What could be causing that? And make sure you exclude all these potential other problems. Sometimes there's a look that can tell you that. And he ought to be okay. It ought to heal up, but not always. Once again, sometimes it's caused a lot of inflammation and you get scarring, et cetera, in the eye. So it's a blood clot that forms in a little vein in the eye, and it can be devastating to vision. But when you get that swelling and edema that he's experiencing now, you know, that should settle down. So, yes, if you look it up, and I would, ask you to look it up and to apprise yourself of these diseases. But, you know, when a doctor says, this can be associated with, and they list all these horrible diseases, very often they leave out some important facts. And that is like, you know, 90% of the time, there is no other cause. It's just this thing in the eye. And there is no association with these other horrible sounding conditions. And you get unduly frightened, especially in a young fellow. Now, if you told me, you know, he was 75, then I'd be very suspicious that something else is going on in his body and we need to get to the bottom of it. So let's follow it along, let the ophthalmologist treat. And if you ever have questions, you can always get second opinions, okay? Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question to ask you about PSA levels.
Go ahead.
My boyfriend's PSA for the last 6 months has been going up as high as 5.3, down as in 4.3, up and down. Urologist has taken biopsies, which have all come back negative. Digital exams have been negative. Is this a normal thing? Should he be getting another consultation with someone else?
Well, it's not a normal thing. Can I ask how old your boyfriend is?
He's 57.
Okay. PSA is a lousy test. I got to tell you, there is a movement afoot in urology to ban the test altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him because it is so non-predictive. That's not a very high level, but it's high enough you're supposed to do a biopsy. You've done the biopsy. It's been negative. And yet the biopsies can sometimes miss. If I put stuffed an olive inside of a loaf of bread and I gave you, say, 12 needles, and I gave you 12 tries with a syringe to hit the olive, you can see, you might miss it. So the olive could be the spot where there's cancer, and you got the 12 needles going in, and you might miss it. And if you have missed it, at least it tells you it's small and it's localized. He's at an age where I still think most urologists would treat him. If he was 77, there'd be no question most urologists would tell you not to treat him, if indeed they found prostate cancer. So up and down PSA levels, because PSAs can be influenced by a whole bunch of other things. He's done the right thing. I think you can relax for now, continue to get the test, and he should be prepared, you know, at some point if it zooms up again, to get another biopsy. And it's a terrible situation. I wish I could be more specific. It just tells you how little we know. You know, a lot of doctors have bemoaned the fact, and this is just because women are women. Women are more outgoing about these things. Women go to doctors more. They're more positive. They're more objective. They're less afraid. And I think for this reason, women's cancers have gotten a lot more attention. We know a lot more about them and have a lot more research. Well, prostate cancer may be the most common cancer in humans. Almost every man will have it by the time he reaches the age of 80. And it's one of those cancers, strange as it seems, where we're thinking that maybe the treatment is worse than the cancer, depending on a bunch of factors. Now, this is not across the boards, because when we do a biopsy, we can tell how aggressive it is. And if it's very aggressive, maybe we should treat you. Depends how old you are. At a certain age, it's more likely that you're going to die from something else. So he's a young guy. You got to keep track of this. Sounds like the urologist is doing the right thing according to current standards and just going to have to go for it. All right? All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
If your dad's idea of enjoying the great outdoors includes relaxing on a chaise lounge, then Frelin's has the sale for you. Bay Area residents have long known Frelin's Casual and Outdoor Furniture as the destination for outdoor furnishings. And right now, purchase any five-piece set and get 50% off any matching accessory piece. That's 50% off the matching chaise, sofa, spring chair, or side table. It's a great way to complete your outdoor room. Frelin's is famous for their quality products and experienced sales staff, so you can shop knowing you're getting the best service and selection. Get Dad something really special this Father's Day. The gift of relaxation on a chaise lounge or the unbelievable comfort of his very own spring club chair. Come into Frelin's today for the 50% off accessory sale with the purchase of any five-piece set. Serving the Bay Area since 1959, Frelin's has locations in San Ramon, San Rafael, and their clearance center in Fairfield. Visit them online at Frelin's.com. Frelin's, love your planet, live outdoors. Cellar Number 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar Number 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar Number 8 tonight. Visit Cellar Number 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
Business owner, feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Do you have a burning question for
Ron, Gil, Gene, and Ray?
Well, good news. Now you have the chance to ask it live. Go to KGORadio.com, enter your question, and if we pick yours, you're going to be sitting in the front row at the totally sold-out KGO All-Star Debate Friday, July 10th at the Tech Museum in San Jose. Remember, you can't buy tickets to this totally sold-out event, but you can win them. For complete information, go to KGORadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Charles in La Crosse, Wisconsin. How you doing, Charles?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. Is there some disease which will cause the black person to turn white? And if not, how does the black person get to be a white person?
Okay, good question. Well, there are two things that come to mind in terms of disease. One is very tragic, and is not specifically how you ask the question, but albinos do occur, of course, in black people. And it's very sad in Africa what happens to them. In many areas of tribal Africa, people believe that albino organs have magical properties, and albinos are killed and dismembered, and their pieces and parts sold in the black market by people who believe in this type of voodoo. And it's a sad, sad, sad story. And there are local rules and laws. I know in Tanzania and Kenya, they've tried to enact legislation and tried to enforce it, at least. Very sad. In terms of what I think you're referring to, there's a condition called vitiligo. And vitiligo causes, in anybody who has it, white lightning patches of skin. And it's very hard to take the white patches and repigment them to match the rest of the skin in a Caucasian person or an African-American person. So very often what doctors will do, if the white patches get bigger than the rest of the dark skin or get so big it's just not worth doing, especially if you're dealing with the face, we will bleach the rest of the face to match the light skin. That's basically it. You can bleach skin. Yes, there were stories about the possibilities of vitiligo occurring, I'm sure. You're probably referring to Michael Jackson, about whom I don't know much about this. Makeup can hide a lot of things. But the answer most commonly would be vitiligo. There are other depigmenting diseases, but rather getting into dermatological esoterica, I think that answers your question. All right, let's talk to Dean. How you doing, Dean? Great name.
I have a question about latent TB, the inactive form.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's from the Philippines, and she says she had a, she got poked when she was young, so it would bring on the TB just to get her immune to it. And so, long story short, is she came over here, they did the skin test, it came up positive, but when she did the test, the chest x-ray came out negative. I was wondering, they gave her some pills, if taking those pills was going to get rid of the latent form of TB?
Yes, well, it's how do we know how latent it really is? A chest x-ray is often negative in these situations because you don't see the subtle stuff. Uh-huh. And you get a positive on that test. That test means she indeed has contracted tuberculosis at some time in her life. And to be absolutely safe, they will put her on medication to treat it and kill it off. And this is a horrible scourge around the world, and it's wonderful we live in a time when we can just give people, antibiotic-type pills to go after this. So that's what that's about. Let's talk to Bill quickly. How you doing, Bill?
Just fine, doctor. I have a question. I have blurriness in my eye, one eye, for the past 8 months, and it's been diagnosed as blepharitis.
Go ahead.
Treated for glaucoma regularly for the past 8 or 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But this blurriness just started 8 months ago.
Well, I sure hope the blurriness is not due to the glaucoma, is it? I mean, that's a really important thing to know.
Well, the doctor says it's blepharitis.
All right. Well, blepharitis is like dandruff of your eyelashes. It's relatively easy to treat. You treat it with a combination steroid antibiotic eye drop, which you put along, you apply it to the margins of your lid. And I don't think your doctor is going to want you putting steroids in your eye because of glaucoma. Steroids in your eye can raise the risk of glaucoma or make it worse. So you may be in a little difficult spot in terms of treating it, but you should be able to see it. Little flakes like dandruff, essentially, along your eyelids. If you haven't got that, I need to know why your eye is blurry. That's the most important thing to me. The heck with the blepharitis, you can live with that. But why is that eye blurry? Yeah, one way to tell, for those of you out there who want to fiddle around and do your little do-yourself tests, is just take a pinhole. Take a piece of cardboard or paper, poke a pin through it, cover your good eye, and hold it up. If a pinhole improves your vision, then you know it's optical. Contact lenses, eyeglasses will fix it. If the pinhole does not improve your vision, it's very likely you got something going on with your retina, and you need to see a doctor. So that's the ins and outs of that. So the doctor may not want to treat you with the best medicine for blepharitis because that medicine can raise your eye pressure. But ask him directly. All right. So you can have blepharitis and glaucoma too. You can have fleas and lice at the same time. One does not exclude the other. I'm Dr. Dean Adel, 1-800-548-TALK.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has four locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work from home companies with an A+ BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full time and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Live.
Hi, everybody. Art, can we do it quickly? Not a lot of time.
Yep, absolutely, Dr. Dean. Hi, I just wanted to say that I was just diagnosed last month with prostate cancer, and I had a normal DRE, and the only reason that I even went to get a biopsy was because my PSA was elevated to 5.5. And I'm 40 years old, and my doctor, who's the head of urology at UCSF, said that he's actually recommending that men start being screened at 40 now. So I just wanted to get that comment out there.
Yeah, no, you know, there's nothing wrong with knowing what you got. You know, I'm all for that. It's just, and they lowered the number, you know, the threshold where we want to biopsy you. So you know what you have. You're a young guy, and obviously they're gonna treat you. But it is difficult interpreting this and what to do. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Cellar Number 8 wines are carefully handcrafted at the historic Asti Winery in Sonoma County. Cellar Number 8 wines include Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. Fantastic wines, incredible history, great price. Be sure to enjoy a bottle of Cellar Number 8 tonight. Visit Cellar Number 8 at Asti Winery, Cloverdale, California, or at cellarnumber8.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by CalDRE 01126077.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I am sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any